But by the way, did you see that William Shatner?
I did.
But that was like, that's like,
and I saw
that was so quick.
Yeah.
I thought they were going to like stay.
Oh, no. I've always known that it's just like break into the earth and you get your weightlessness and you get to check out the planet. You get to see the curvature of the earth.
Yeah. But you know what that is? That's actually like the billionaire's roller coaster.
Yes.
It's like it was like 2 minutes of like, whoa, all right, now you're back. But right. That's it. That's $1 billion. I was like, what the fuck?
Welcome to Stand By with JJ and Francisco. I am JJ. This is Francisco.
And JJ is on coke right now.
I'm trying to start it off on an upbeat
like tone. Bad coke. That's like 80s coke.
What, fentanyl? Fentanyl coke?
Whoa, I don't know. I never done coke. Have you done coke?
Is this how we're gonna start it off? That is so not true. If you rewind to the start of this episode, the first
you started
thing,
going like, "Hey, what's up? Yeah, I'm JJ. Yeah, I'll suck your dick."
That's
like,
not bringing it up. Now you've added sucking a dick too. Man, this is all on your side of the table here.
I don't know.
Sucking dick and doing coke. What a hell of a start! What a hell of a start to the podcast. How are you, buddy?
I'm good, man. It's obviously this travel-based podcast. You know, that's kind of like, we talk about everything, but we talk about that a little bit.
I know.
And I want to talk about...
And you've been traveling, right?
I just got back from Syracuse, but like, I just can't fly cancellations. Like, I got canceled. Like, so I had to travel from, I left LA Sunday at midnight.
Right.
You know, red eye, you know, because I like to do the red eyes. Because every time you go from, when you're in
LA... On a Sunday.
So
did your work start on Monday?
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. But like, yeah. So, because when you're in California, it's better to travel red eyes because, you know, like of the time differences, you know, stuff like that. So I get there early and then I can like take a nap or something and then do the show, whatever. Yeah. But like, so I went to, so my thing was LA to Chicago and then I had that layover and then I would get Chicago to Syracuse. I would get there by noon. Because the show that I was doing, I was at 8:30 or something like that.
Right.
So I get there to Chicago, and then I'm there, and then I'm waiting. You know, and obviously I can never sleep in those flights, stuff like that, you know.
Yeah.
Whatever. So and then I get there, and then I get like the little thing in the phone. It's like, your flight got canceled. We're looking to rebook. And I'm like, I don't mind getting canceled when I'm coming back, but not when I get there because, you know.
Yeah, you can't afford to lose the time.
You lose the gig. That's it. You're fucked, you know. So I'm good. I went to the, you know, the people at American. I'm like, hey, they're like, oh, here, we'll get you in the next one, which left like 2 hours later.
Okay.
And I was like, okay, fine. I still get there early, whatever.
But I thought you were on the red eye.
No, so I landed red eye to Chicago.
Yeah, okay.
And then Chicago to Syracuse, the final destination.
Right.
So I'm in Chicago at this point.
Yeah, okay.
So then I get canceled. So then I'm still waiting. Then I get another cancellation. Your flight got canceled again. And I'm like, whoa. And then I'm like, what? And then I'm getting like, I got to get there a certain time because if I can't get there by the time.
What is even the reasoning as well?
That's the thing. They don't even give any reason. I mean, it was raining a lot in Chicago. I don't know if that had something to do with it or if it was in Syracuse. But I was looking at Syracuse.
That
I was like,
sucks. You know what else sucks in our industry is that promoters will never think that it was the airlines.
Of
if you're
course.
Late,
yeah, yeah,
it's
yeah.
on you, man.
Yeah, yeah,
you're
that's the, it. And then you don't get the money.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah. So you got delayed again.
So they get delayed again. And then I'm going like, and they're like, well, we can get you now at 4 p.m. And like, nah. I was like, I need to get there early. Yeah. So then finally they moved me to, then I had to go from Chicago to D.C., you know, Washington, D.C. And then they're like, well, you can get on this one and then the other one. I was like, let me get on the standby one. So I get in the standby one. I luckily get in. And then they're like, oh, you get out. Because I was in group whatever, 7 or 8. Because usually I'm group 3 with American. But like for this is a standby.
Right.
Like, you got to check your bag. I'm like, it's like, I don't want to check my bag, man. Because like, it keeps getting canceled all the time. I don't want to get, you know.
So you don't want to have to then
to the
wait.
Final destination. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, could you imagine having to wait to get your bag off the plane that you just got denied?
And the guy's like, well, sorry, you got to check it because there's no more. And I'm going like, all right. It's like, fine. Can you?
How big is your bag at this point?
No, it was, but because I was the late groups, you know, yeah. like at that point, you there's no space because it was like packed.
Yeah.
No, I'm not like you.
It's literally a backpack.
No, I have an actual bag.
Yeah.
You know.
That's why it's me and my backpack, man. I just go, just let me sit in the chair. I put it under my knees.
Yeah,
go.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't be able to do that for a week if you're on the road for a week.
No, well, it was just for a day.
So. Oh, okay. Then I would have just a little backpack. I would.
Next time, yeah. I wasn't expecting this whole thing, you know.
Yeah.
But, and then I get into the, so then finally I was like, all right, let's check it. Because then I was going in the earlier flight. So then I would have time to wait in D.C. for the next flight to Syracuse.
Yeah.
So I was like, fine, let's check it. I'll pick it up in D.C. And then so I had to go. So I landed in D.C., went out, pick up the bag. Then I had to go in again into the whole, through TSA yeah. to get in there. And then finally I got to Syracuse. And then I had to, you know, rent the car. And then drive, you know, to the hotel, get ready, and then drive an hour to do the show. But I finally made it, and it was cool. But what I was going to say is, like, first of all, yeah, the whole cancellation is annoying. But I'm glad that I have, like, we're talking about, like, when you have a status was with a airline. Like, that's, I mean, if I didn't have that shit, I would have, like, you know, I don't think I would have made that thing, you know.
Oh,
I mean?
Really? Yeah. You don't think that with all those delays and stuff, they give you a priority pass?
Yes.
Okay.
So that's
right.
What I mean.
So
it's
that's,
like
that's what I always
everybody think. Gets rebooked, but, like, I get better rebooked.
Oh, okay.
You know, I got, like, for example, for that standby thing, like, in one flight, it's like, look, we'll give you first class on this one. Boom. Okay, cool. The other one, I got the standby put in the first of the list because of my status.
Right.
So it's like, so then I kind of make that flight, and then I, you know, so yeah. That's why I like,
so
you know, and that's why I'm loyal to, you know, whatever,
yeah.
You know, I started with American, and I'm proud to be an American.
So you're loyal to American Airlines.
Yeah. And the country.
Right.
Possibly our first sponsor.
Oh,
come on, American Airlines.
Yeah,
but,
come on.
But I don't often hear that because a lot of people mostly like Delta, don't they? Is that's the.
No, I mean, it's funny. Every time, I don't know if it happens, every time I hear, like, it's either people like, I hate Delta or I hate American. I hate, you know.
Spirit's a hated one.
I hate flying.
No, Spirit sucks. I mean,
Spirit
yeah,
sucks.
Nobody's. There's no loyalty program for Spirit.
No.
Is there? Wait a minute,
Spirit,
is there?
There must
no,
be.
The
no,
Spirit
no.
Go, congratulations, you've,
you're loyal
you've
to
flown with us three times. We're going to give you a padding under your ass.
You don't have to stand anymore on the flight.
Look, if you're loyal to Spirit, you don't know anything about loyalty.
I'm all Spirit, man. I'm all.
You are? You like that? I know. I don't.
No, of course not. I'm being sarcastic. 100%. There's definitely no loyalty program for Spirit.
No.
Like, what?
No.
What
would be the loyalty? I think
that's what I'm saying. You get cushions.
No, yeah. What do? You're like, there's no. You get to fly the plane. That's the loyalty. No, I mean, but that's why. I mean, but you're not. You don't stick to one. I always stick to my.
I don't do loyalty programs. No. Michael Moore taught me that when I
like the documentary guy,
the documentary maker. Yeah, I went and saw him live. I went and saw him live about 10 years ago.
Is this stand up?
He does like it's just like if you went to see like Henry Rollins do live. You know, it's like
more of a talk than
with some jokes,
like a one person show.
He's got some well practiced jokes and stuff. But the end bit was all about loyalty programs and everything. It got kind of culty because he brought people down to cut up their cult cards, up their loyalty program cards.
Really?
But
he
showed you all the statistics
that
and
bullshit.
Everything. Yeah, that it's all bullshit. It's not worth buying into. And that's what changed my life. And changed my attitude. It did change my life. In that, I don't give a shit about that kind of stuff. And
yeah.
And I don't think it's ever hurt me at all. I just
I mean, now I think it's better. Like, for me now, I see the value of it because would have got, like, it's easier for me to change it quickly. Because I'm part of their, you know, status people. So it's like.
And you like the perks, too. Like, you've talked before.
Oh, yeah,
about you like all the perks.
Yeah,
yeah.
I like going in the first
and you
group.
Use them.
I like going into the Admiral's Club to get my breakfast and my food and being there.
Is that food better than the other food you're buying? It's got to be pretty
good,
right?
That's what I mean. It's actually because you do pay something. I think it's like a one-yearly thing fee or whatever.
Yeah.
But it's kind of like every time you go to the airport, yeah, you're going to, first of all, you see the lines on Starbucks, which are like, yeah. Starbucks shouldn't have these lines. I mean, like, it's not that good.
Yeah, right.
The lines are huge in the airport just to get some coffee or whatever.
Yeah.
So the same coffee
and
that you
for
get
all
is.
That overpriced crap, too.
Yeah. So the stuff that you get inside the Admiral's Club is much better. It's like, it's, I mean, not much better. It's kind of the same. It's great. Yeah. Same coffee. You get like breakfast enough, like oatmeal and like hard boiled eggs and eggs and fruit.
Cocktail if you want.
Yeah, you get free wine and free beer and stuff like that.
I just eat before I leave.
That's
fair. I go to the departure lounge and I just chill. To each their own. I mean, if I'm doing a big international trip or if it's a huge layover, then sometimes I'll go into the lounges and stuff.
Yeah.
But for the most part.
Yeah, no, I just, care. I mean, I like it.
I just don't care for the
But what does it say that it doesn't? But what does it say that it doesn't? What does Michael Moore say?
Oh, he's got all the statistics and like he delivers it like a documentary. So I went and saw him at the Camden at the Camden Roundhouse in Camden in London, and. It got crazy when he was telling, bring down your loyalty cards and let's cut them up. And I'm like, I didn't know this was the stunt, but like tens, of, like I don't know.
But then he's like, and then now join my Michael Moore's website.
Yeah,
it's like
exactly.
Loyalty card. Yeah, yeah. That's always that they pull.
Well,
are you in a Michael Moore's fan club now?
I am not.
He pays $500 to Michael Moore a month.
I'm not, but I went to his show. So, but yeah, that's it. He just shows
but what
you,
does he say?
He
what
shows you the statistic. He shows you how much it costs you to acquire all these points that people brag about and stuff. And he shows the value and how much it costs to acquire all those versus the value if you didn't do that and if you just paid.
But by the way, like,
for yourself, and it's quite.
But I'm not paying like. I'm also saying, I'm not paying.
You can take it up with Michael Moore. I don't
Let's bring him in. Let's bring him in.
Is there an airline you guys won't take?
Well, Spirit and all those cheap ones. Frontier.
Yeah, I try to
all
avoid
the cheap
those.
Ones. No. I don't mind. That's what I was going to say. Like, I don't, like, if it's something completely cheaper to fly to another, I'll take that airline. I'm not going to stick to American if it's like, you know, $1,000 and then this one's $500. Yeah. No, that doesn't make sense, you know? So like, but every time I compare and then it's always pretty much the same in every flight, every airline. Like I might be a little like $30 more on American. Yeah. So it's like, I'll take American so I can, you know? So like, but I don't, that's my thing. It's like, I don't feel like I'm, cause I'm not paying them an extra. The only thing that I pay is for the Admiral's Club thing, but I wouldn't need to. But that's not part of the status thing. That's just the, you know, that's a different thing.
Some people who like the status, then they prioritize that that brand or whatever.
But again, every time I check, because I always check and see like what are the other prices, and it's always the same.
Yeah.
You know, and also it's also to me. I also like the. Okay, how long? I'm not gonna do this one where like they go like. Well, I'm gonna have a layover for 12 hours just to save $100.
Yeah,
fuck
that's ridiculous.
That.
Oh yeah, no,
like what are you doing with your life?
Oh yeah, you know, I don't want multiple stops.
No.
And like so the first, the most important thing for me is the price, and then it's the time of day that I'm going, like, and how long the journey.
Yes,
100%.
And also, what time do you get there? Is certain time to get to the gig or whatever? You
like,
know,
flying back here from Canada was one of the best decisions I've ever made. I try to avoid.
Why? Because you want to stay.
Well,
in Canada?
No, because I managed to get. What's that?
Because you didn't want to stay in Canada?
No. Well, I guess it would be a best decision because I didn't want to stay in Canada, so I got the fuck out. But no, I always try to avoid Toronto, and there's no flights to America from Nova Scotia right now. There used to be Boston. I always used to try to get into Boston as soon as possible and then go Boston, L.A. Couldn't do any of that. Had to go through Montreal, but I'm so used to flying at like 6 a.m., 7 a.m. out of Nova Scotia, but this time I went for the 4 p.m. and it was so chill. And I got L.A. about 9 p.m. and I was like, oh, this was really relaxing.
So wait, 4 p.m. to where?
4 p.m. and then it's a 5-hour time difference, right?
But from where?
From Nova Scotia.
So Nova Scotia directly to L.A.?
No, it had to go. There's no flights to America from Nova Scotia, but we had to go to Montreal. It was through Montreal. And Montreal is really tight because, of course, I'm on my visa, my work visa, and I have to, you know, show all that stuff. And the flight was a little bit delayed. So
you had time to
hustle.
Do it,
I actually went to the customs agent, and I was like, I got no time. Here's my visa. And he was like, all right, what do you do? I'm a stand-up comedian. He's like, all right, you're good to go.
Let's get out of here.
But you see, that's why. But you don't factor that into the trip when you do, like, if I'm flying, like, every time I'm flying internet, you see, like, no, I factor that in. like the time, like of like every time if I have to do international gigs, you gotta go through the whole custom stuff.
Yeah,
I'm like, yeah, let me have another. If I'm doing, obviously the next flight's gotta be at least 3 hours, so I have time right. in case they Damn. Stop me and all that stuff. But you don't factor
no,
in it.
No, not at all, because I also think psychologically they don't want to stop you unless they have a lot of evidence. Unless they have a lot of reason.
No, they do want to. They don't got nothing else to do.
No, no. When you've got to catch your flight, they don't want to just...
Yeah, they just want to check it
yeah,
off.
They don't
want to
ruin... Yeah, you gotta,
yeah, they do.
No, there's no way. No, they wouldn't. Unless they have evidence. You know, whereas if you have a three-hour stopover... You know, and you've planned all this extra time, then they can fill it up. Then they can be like, oh, Mr. Ramos, well, we might as well drill down on you since you have another
they don't
2 hours
know. They don't
and 50
know.
Minutes to
no,
kill.
No, they don't know. They never know what's your...
You have to show them your passport and your boarding pass, dude.
Yeah, but you don't,
they
but they don't know.
They can see it right
yeah.
there. Yeah, they totally know.
Because I've got it.
It's way
no,
better.
Because
it's
when I used to get
going,
stopped,
I gotta get on my flight.
When I used to get stopped, I would tell them like, "Hey, my flight's gonna." And they're like, "I don't care," and I would lose the flight. So
well, that's because America is a racist country.
That is true.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
That
yeah,
has nothing to do with my charming blue eyes. my white skin and charming blue eyes as I swan through the airport and go, my dear gentleman, I am coming into your country to take labor away from others.
Yeah, that's why.
Let me in.
That makes sense. That's probably what it is.
Yeah, everything boils down to racism.
What's the longest flight you guys have taken?
I've gone to, when I went to Afghanistan, I think we had to go through Russia. So, like, we had to fly to, I think it was London, then Russia, or then, then Moscow. And then, so that was, almost, like, an hour, like, not an hour, a whole day flying, you know.
Jeez.
Yeah. Right.
So, wow. That's, I was in there, but I was in the Russian airport for a little bit, and then the London airport for a little bit.
Yeah.
And then, yeah.
And so sorry, what was the final destination?
Afghanistan.
Was Afghanistan, right?
Yeah.
Because that's because you had to go over.
Yeah.
You had to go over the flat earth.
Yeah.
To get to, you had to go.
Yeah,
you had to go. Flat earth? He went to Russia and England. You know what world that's easy to do in? Yours. You fucking flat earth fucks.
So how do people still believe in that? And they don't, like, every time you go, you know, you see people in there. Like, even when now William Shatner went to the space, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you see, like, how the earth is.
Do you think flat earthers were ever Star Trek fans, though?
I just don't understand, like, how do you not, like...
I know. It's confirmation bias, isn't it? They just don't want to...
Yeah, I guess that's what everyone want to see, right?
Yeah.
It's like, you see this, like, no, I see this. It's kind of like, oh, okay, then you're...
You can see the curvature of the earth.
They were planning, a few years ago, they were planning the...
But by the way, did you see that William Shatner flight? I mean...
I did.
But that was like, that's like...
And I saw
that was so quick.
Yeah.
I thought they were actually going to, like, stay.
Oh, no, I've always known that it's just like break into the earth and you get your weightlessness and you get to check out the planet. You get to see the curvature of the earth.
Yeah,
but you know what that is? That's actually like a billionaire's roller coaster.
Yes, yeah. Yes.
It's like it was like 2 minutes of like, whoa, all right, now you're back. But that's it. That's $1 billion. I was like, what the fuck?
That's it. You make a good point of like, It'll be. So William Shatner was very effusive when he came back down. He was great. His reaction when stepping out.
He was like, wow,
my dreams come true and all that. That was super cool. But it'll be great when the first billionaire goes up.
There were billionaires there too.
Yes.
There are other billionaires.
No, I wasn't done the sentence yet. It'll be great. It'll be great when the first billionaire goes up who's not impressed with it, who comes back down
fine.
And Bezos there, and he's like,
well, I wouldn't be impressed. I would have been like, I would have been like, what the fuck? I mean, let's stay here at least for a day. Like,
at least for a day.
Like, I'm not paying all this thing just to like, I'm not even, I'm at least, or let me take, or let me, I want to go out, get out, like, get out of the space machine thing.
Let me get out of the space.
You
want to go on a spacewalk?
Yeah, or something.
Well, that's,
I mean,
well,
if I'm paying...
I want to catch an alien or something.
If I'm paying for all that stuff...
Could you imagine? We get up there and we got to... Francisco, stay in
here.
Francisco,
I'm going out there.
The thing open.
I don't think they even got out of their seats. Did they get out of their seats?
I think they get to get out of their seats for to the wait list.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. At least do that. I don't know. I mean, like.
But, no, you're right. But that's the next phase, though. They are building a station.
Yeah,
no,
that's what. Yeah.
So that'll take the billion.
Yeah, it says it costs.
How much was it?
Typically between $250,000 and
$500,000. No, I thought it was more,
for a one-way flight or the round trip?
It says it's about a 15-minute ride.
15-minute ride.
That's funny. She said, is it for round trip? That'd be great. They launch him into space, and then they're like, all right, now if you want to come back,
give us that other 250 grand.
It's now $1 million to return.
Yeah. It says they barely touch the edge of space, and then they come back down. They don't go into orbit.
Oh, they don't even go. Yeah, it's like a poor man's version of the flying.
Yeah,
which is it's rich people doing it, and it's a poor man's version.
Yeah,
yeah. I'm really glad that you're not impressed by it.
I wasn't. I was like, and also the it looks like a dick, the penis. Like it looks like a.
Oh yeah, the rocket.
It does look a bit.
Like they
penis-y.
Did it on purpose. I mean, they have.
I think rockets naturally look like that, but
yes, that's a good point. I think things that go shooting.
But again, I get, and then I'm saying the guy who invented the rocket was like, "Let me make it like it's a dick.
Let me make it a little curvy,
right? Because it's like
a little bulbous.
Yeah,
like it's
because why I did that. That's a huge dick that I'm holding the ball. Big.
big, or like a dildo. It looks like a dildo.
I guess for someone who's not trained to go to space at all. For William Shatner being able to do that. That's kind of cool, I guess.
Well, also, he did it for free. I don't mind if it's for free.
Was it? Did he not pay anything?
Of course not. That he was just
no, he was a guest.
He was a guest.
Okay. Oh, he's 100%. That was a huge stunt.
No, yeah. If I'm going for free, yeah, I don't care. Take me a little bit. Like, I don't care. Yeah. But if I'm paying.
I do it for free.
He's going to. Bezos is going to have a stunty kind of publicity person every time. Because it was the first flight was the oldest. Like, that former astronaut lady who is now the oldest.
And he did it. And he went.
And so he got her and he went. And
he
then,
went, yeah. So Shatner, who's next? Who do you guys think is next?
Who knows? I think it should be George Takei.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, he hates William Shatner.
I think.
That's why they didn't put him on the same one.
William's not going again, so that'll be fine. But I think.
What about a George Lucas or something?
That'd be cool.
Sure.
I doubt he'd go.
I think Takei
Luke Skywalker.
For the journey.
Mark Hamill would go.
That people would love that.
If he had a lightsaber on that and like
all those Star Wars fans were jerking off to that.
I still say you got to go with the LGBTQ icon and who was in
George Takei.
Who was in Star Trek. That would be my choice.
That'd be a good one.
But
they've
hates
already done
Shatner.
Star Trek. Yeah, so my thought is they're not going to do another Star Trek.
Well, they did Shatner. So
well, he's the main one.
Yes, but he's a bit
he's Shatner.
Yeah, he's Shatner. He is space. he's fine, but I think anyway that would be my pick.
So did he have to like do like a whole preparation for it or
he
what?
He must have.
Because that's the thing. Yes. It's like what you have to prepare for like 2 months just to go 15 minutes. What the fuck?
I think they have to do some basic training.
I wonder if they have to do that test where they spin him around in that room real quick.
Yeah, they probably have to, right? Because you get like if you get because you might
you
wanna
pass out and then
die.
You know,
I don't know, but all of that stuff is for like solutions to problems, isn't it? It's for risk management or whatever.
Yeah.
And I think maybe they're like these people are so old and frail. If we get
there,
in a spinny situation, they're done anyways. We don't need to bother training them for that.
Well,
shit.
I mean, but he had to get trained because even just leaving the flight, that must have been like a whole pain, for the heart and stuff.
Yeah, he had to have a workup for sure. The doctors gave him a workup.
Of course. You can't just be like, if you have like a heart problem, they're not putting him in
there. But you don't have to practice like doing spacewalks and fixing the control panel outside or anything like that.
That's the fucking thing. I mean, like you get there and it's like, sorry, we can't come back. What do you do? Like,
I did read recently in the space station, they reported like the astronauts said that no one currently has had sex in the space station, and I was like, "That's horseshit."
Nobody had sex.
Come on.
No, when they stay, because
that's what they'll always say. Like office owners are reporting back, nobody's had sex in our office. You know what?
Everybody's
wrong.
Everybody's fucking in offices.
Yeah,
of course.
After hours,
they can't say it. Yeah.
Yeah.
During hours.
And if you work in an office, and right now you're wondering if somebody's fucked on your desk, they have, and it's probably the person that hates you.
Well, I mean, every time you get into a hotel, when you lay on the bed, you're like, I hate to think about that. Right? They're like,
I hate to think about that.
Because you see those porns, it's always people fucking in like the hotels that I stay.
Like, wait. And I'm like, my notepad on the table?
Like, I know this bed. It's like,
I feel that way when you go to parties up in the Hollywood Hills. Have you been when you go to
Sorry, JJ. I'm not friends with a famous, more famous comedian. So I don't go to
the. Yeah, well, it turns out you do belong to the wrong loyalty program. So sometimes when you're at the parties up in the Hollywood Hills, there's those balconies that look out on Hollywood. And there's been a couple times where I've been out on one of those balconies and been like, I feel like I've been here before. And it takes a while for the penny to drop. You're like, oh, shit, that's where they filmed it.
Yep. I don't mind the balconies, though, because, I mean, it's fresh air, you know. Yeah. I like the bed.
You can hose it down.
Yeah.
All any situation like where you can hose it down.
Hold into the fan. Like, yeah. The bed is like your whole body is sleeping there.
It's a gross thought, isn't it? It's a gross thought, too, these are all gross things we don't want to think about, but if a housekeeper is lazy sometimes. That's why I rip the sheets off my bed before I check out. I always rip because I'm just think of it as doing the favor for the next person.
Wait, after you check out or before?
After. Before I rip the sheets off the bed and then I go and check out.
Oh, so you don't care that you sleep on sex beds, but you
I can't
clean.
Fix.
He's fine with him getting dirty, but he's looking out for the people after him.
Yeah.
It's kind of it's weirdly thoughtful.
I can't fix. I'm taking the bullet.
You're taking
so
some
hopefully
kind of
not hopefully not like literally but yeah, I can't fix that side of things unless maybe I started checking into hotels, then rip the sheets off and then call down
ask
and go,
for
excuse
a new
me.
Yeah,
that's what I would do, yeah, because that makes more sense.
Yeah, no I just do it
but he's looking out for his fellow man.
Yeah, I'm always hoping. Oh, by the way, speaking of like hoping to do these little things and you hope that maybe it'll become like canon or whatever, so people are looking out for. Can I say another thing? And this is along the line of travel, but it's never happened in my 20 years of traveling with this job. when the luggage comes out, right? Do we have time? Are we okay for time?
Yeah.
When the luggage comes out of that luggage carousel, right?
Yeah.
Now, in a lot of airports, some of them don't have it now, but in a lot of airports, you know how there's like the yellow line that's like 3 feet back from the carousel?
I guess,
and the luggage all goes around the carousel. And you know how everybody stands right at the carousel? Now, does this piss you guys? Because this pisses me off. Because if we all stood 4 feet back,
everyone could
then
see.
We could all see. Mm. And then when your suitcase comes, you can take 3 steps forward, pick up your fucking suitcase, and then take 3 steps back. And instead, everybody's always jammed up. And I have to say, I've stopped trying to point it out.
Yeah.
But there was a point. In my career, like probably from 5 years into my career until about 4 years ago, where I would be like, I'd be like, stay back here. I'm trying to be big.
you're the one holding them back.
Yeah, I just be my 6'3" self and stand here just to try to teach them. Like, if we all stay here, it'll be good. We'll all see our suitcases.
Yeah.
But it's getting so fucking hard, and I don't know why this isn't common knowledge yet.
I mean, are you?
It's very George Costanza of you. Yeah. We're living in a society. I can see you breaking down.
Society. Summer of
George. Yeah.
No, I mean,
that. You're not biting on that one?
No, I mean,
you have your priority things. You
we all
have a tiny maitre d' guy come out of the side door. Mr. Ramos, I have your suitcase here for you, and the buffet awaits upstairs.
Actually, because of the priority, mine comes out first.
Does it? Is that how it works?
Yeah, because they put the priority tag.
So that's order of coming out on the conveyor. Oh, right. Dang. So that's in the details too. That's an interesting one. I like.
So that's cool.
You never have to. You can get your suitcase and then go. Okay, now everybody file up and piss JJ off.
Well, I am the one who's like looking in the front of people like, hey, get out of here, you know.
Yeah, it's so really super annoying. I don't know why we haven't had – I don't know why there's not an announcement or why there's not – so if I worked at an airport, I would go, ladies and gentlemen, can I just point out
that nobody would care.
If you all step 3 feet back, then you can all see the conveyor belt.
Yeah.
Whereas,
and they'll be like, JJ, we're going to move you to TSA. You look like you're like...
It'd be 3 days before you'd be screaming that announcement over the PA system.
No, but he's going to be in the TSA. He's going to be the one who's like, if you got liquids, please dump them out. Don't have to take off your shoes.
Like,
every time...
You can keep the bottle. You know what? This would have gone faster if you took your iPad out of your bag. when you were at the back of the line, sir.
By the way, I always
feel
like...
All right, JJ, we've got to move you out to the...
We've got to move you out to the parking lot.
I always feel like the baggage claim to me is always like the... When you have a newborn baby, you're waiting to see if the baby's going to come out healthy.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Right. You're hoping for the baby. You're always nervous. You're like, is that mine? And they always look alike. They're like, is that mine? And then finally, like, oh, sorry, that's not mine.
Yeah.
So all the suitcases look alike.
Yeah,
you know?
Please.
And then you're just hoping. You're like, I just don't care. I don't care how low it is. I just want the thing to come
out. I just want four working wheels. Yeah. Four working wheels and don't be blue.
That was actually a bit that I used to do. I have to bring it back because I never got it to completion.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
You never carried it to completion?
I never carried it to completion.
Yeah.
All right, yeah. Well,
I know. Have you ever had a suitcase come out and unzipped?
Oh, well, I had the thing when they're like, when you open it and they're like, TSA went through it because they actually broke your little, you put the little like lock.
Right.
And they broke, and they're like, "We looked over your stuff," which is kind of like,
yeah,
it's kind of like a polite robber.
Yeah,
it's like, hey, I looked at your shit. All your shit sucks. I didn't steal anything, but I just wanted to let you know.
Yeah,
I know.
Just want to let you know you're poor and you have nothing of value. Thank you.
You disgust me.
You disgust me.
Hey, buddy, you're freshly back from the road. You got anything you want to promote or anything?
Yeah. If you're everybody that's in New York, I'm gonna go to the New York Comedy Festival. I'm gonna be performing there on November 13th at the Gramercy Theater with another comic, Carlos Santos. We're doing the. From the show that we are part of, Hentified. It's going to be like the comics of Hentified.
That's awesome.
So if you're in New York, come to New York City, Manhattan, November 13th. Go to my Instagram or my website, and I'll have all the information there. So, yeah. What about
Sweet.
You?
New York Comedy Festival, man. I did the New York Comedy Festival a couple years ago with Jim Jefferies, and we were in the we did actually party with the Wu-Tang Clan afterwards.
Oh, yeah, so we talked about that with Orlando.
That's right. We talked about it on an earlier podcast with Orlando Leyva and Madison Square Garden, maybe.
Yeah.
But I'm back on I'm joining Jim Jefferies on his tour. So that kicks off for me this weekend. So that'll be we're at the Ace Hotel this weekend here in Los Angeles.
Here?
So if you're in LA, I'll be opening for Jim here in LA, and then I'll be opening for him on the road for the next couple months. So that'll be fun as well. This coming weekend is the Ace weekend. Hotel.
But where?
In theater.
When?
So
what time?
When?
I think it's an 8 p.m. show, right?
Nice.
Okay, you don't know.
Well, I'd say it's an 8 p.m. Typically, shows are at 8 p.m. I don't know.
Google
it. It's easily Googleable. It's Googleable.
It's Googleable.
But also, like always, please subscribe to the podcast. Do you have that person who wrote the comment? I want to give a shout out.
The one calling you cold-blooded?
Yeah, I like that. That's cool. I like that they appreciate the cold-blooded. But that's cool. So please comment on that.
Yeah, like we said before.
That's great because we love that.
We can
that
talk
means that
about...
We're, and if you have any... So what's her surname?
It's
Yeah, Lena Guzman. Thank you.
Yeah,
if you're watching,
Lena.
If you're listening, thank you for writing in our YouTube. Francisco's cold-blooded. You know. Thank you. But yeah, subscribe to the YouTube channel, Stand By with JJ and Francisco.
Yeah.
Also, the Instagram follows and Spotify as well.
Well, that's what I want to say, too. If you got some travel stories, because we would like to do that. If you want to, if you had a travel hiccup, did you ditch somebody did you leave for a backpacking journey and there was two of you? And by the time you were halfway through your backpack journey, there was only one of you. Like, have you had those kind of situations? Because we would love to start talking about that kind of stuff on the podcast, especially in the ramp up till we get guests again. So,
yep.
You know?
Let's do it. All right.
Awesome.
Bye, Alu.
See ya.